calls, and I wanted to get to the rest of your calls. I also wanted to talk about the huge development with Fast and Furious, but I'll just be on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. PrisonPlanet.tv is the place to find it, the true front lines in the InfoWar. And you support our entire operation when you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's got so many functions and movies and books and materials and 8.5 plus years of information. PrisonPlanet.tv. Maybe I'll talk more about this Thursday on the show because Aaron's sitting in tomorrow. But I don't know, when you're sitting around calmly thinking about the world and all the beautiful good things that are in it and all the blessings that God provides us, and then you realize how all of us kind of get decadent and don't appreciate our own lives. But in the final equation, it's all about love versus hate. Love versus fear. A lot of people see my anger and all the things I talk about, and they think I'm trying to scare people. It's the opposite. I'm trying to get people to move in action against evil because I don't think of you as cowards when I talk about scary things. The scary thing is there, whether you admit it's there or not. Why not admit it's there and then deal with it? I'm trying to deal with it here. But I was doing some Bible study for homeschooling this morning with my children, and we were going over 1 Corinthians 13. And it says, if I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Continuing, if I give all I possess to the poor and give my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. That's important. People keep all this negative stuff in their minds, like with their loved ones and people. You should keep that in your mind. Remember that evil is evil, not just sit there and obsess over petty slights. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. That's key. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, this is the key here, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. See, so many people have not put that behind them. They're children. The childlike minds. Continuing, for now we see only a reflection in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And that's from Corinthians. Love, moment and forever. Love for your family, love of the truth, being honorable, that lives forever. That echoes out through eternity, through the universe. The universe bends towards love. It bends towards justice. And that's why I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of what we've got to go through. I'm not afraid of what I face because it is a great honor to be alive today. It is a great honor to watch hawks fighting repeatedly while I've been here, to have a dolphin swim along the boat and actually turn its head and look at me. And that's magic. Life is magic and creation is a gift. I'm Alex Jones signing off. See you tomorrow.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is, of course, Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2011. Ron Paul has unveiled his new trillion-dollar cut in the budget, cuts across the board in welfare, corporate welfare, military defense spending, all of it. That's big news. We've got the neocons and the desperate Obamanoids trying to become politically popular again, trying to launch a distractionary war against Iran right now that has still got a green light, but more and more people are coming out pointing out that the Iranian assassination plot was completely phony. That is all unfolding right now. Obviously, the Federal Reserve of San Antonio requested formally, and last night on the nightly news we showed that YouTube communique notice that the Federal Reserve had requested that the video where they admit that the Federal Reserve is private be removed. I left the video up and challenged it, and it's before a YouTube review board right now and could be taken down or couldn't be. No one really knows how these things work, but it just shows the Federal Reserve always engaged in attempts to silence free speech in this country. But the jig is up. The genie is out of the bottle. The train has left the station. Once the private Federal Reserve is identified as private, it's over. Once people understand that they got rid of U.S. senators being elected at the state level by the legislature. At the same time, they brought in the income tax that we've got, the Federal Reserve, and that all of this is about power grabbing, ending states' rights, ending our republic, and transferring power to a private global corporate government that is now in its final moves to bankrupt the entire world. It's also in the press today that the European Union, by next Monday, will announce its new massive restructuring. But they've already told the world it is a private bank of the world based in Europe that the once sovereign nations that signed on to the EU will pay their taxes to, all these new taxes, and that the countries will never be allowed to exit again, and that no vote by the people can extricate them. It is classical tyranny, classical occupation, but under the rubric of financial occupation. It is unbelievable tyranny. But because it doesn't come in the form of soldiers on the street corners with submachine guns and political dissidents being drug off and tanks rolling across your borders and your capital being taken over and a foreign flag being run up, because it's not a conquering army like Hitler or Stalin rolling into Eastern Europe or Napoleon before them or William the Conqueror going into England. Because it's not a classical invasion and takeover, people don't understand how to respond to it. I liken it to dodo birds. When Western sailors arrived on the island where the dodo birds were, and the dodo birds were completely domesticated and did not fear humans, and so the sailors could just go conk them on the head and get a good fresh meal out of them. People that study nature, naturalists and others have pointed out, and there's a lot of documentaries about small uninhabited islands that have goats on them that have been, you know, put there hundreds of years before by sailors, or natural deer, or wild pigs, or pickerings, other species. That they're not afraid of humans. They'll walk right up to you, and you can conk them on the head and eat them. And generally, it takes a while for them. You'll walk right over and conk them on the head or shoot them or spear them, and others will watch as you eat them. And generally, one or two get smart and run off, and then they'll produce the new stock. It's like once animals aren't afraid of you, once they're either domesticated or never been in contact with humans, they're just totally unaware. And that's what's happening. Globalism is a modern spin on every form of conquering tyranny this planet's ever seen. And it's a political domination. It's a corporate domination. Now, we've seen by stealth moves of cultural domination by groups, by religions, by ideas that can also happen by semi-stealth. That's not new, but this corporate creeping Machiavellian system is certainly new in the last 100 years, and that's why people aren't aware of it. But your taxes, the regulations, how your police dress, what the laws are, what land you can own, what businesses you can operate, what type of things you can sell, carbon taxes, all run by this new, quote, financial private union that they're likening to the Marshall Plan. Well, that was just the West going into Europe, England and the U.S., the Anglo-American Empire, and simply taking Europe into receivership. But they still couldn't get rid of the sovereignty itself, so they set up the trade agreements that brought them into the euro, and already over 80% of their laws, Lord Monckton's correcting me, it's over 70, and I'm always saying 70%, it's well over 80% now, or what did he say, 5 out of 6 laws, on record, are just created by private bureaucrats who were all finance capital bankers. The opposite of free market. So that's what we're facing here right now. Now here's an example of stealth cultural takeover, and then I'm going to cover a few other news items and give the number out for listeners to call in about. I spent probably 2 hours of the three-hour radio show yesterday talking about being down here on the Texas-Mexico border, where the people are now scared of the drug cartels. They're scared of the police. I've never seen such groveling. I was about 3 miles away from the Mexican border 2 days ago, out on a little charter boat I got for my family to go do some fishing. And I ended up just saying, give me a tour, you know, basically around Padre Island, South Padre Island. And every time they saw a Homeland Security boat, an ICE boat, a Coast Guard boat, I mean, there was literal stepping and fetching and groveling and bowing down and cutting engines when they even drove by at 300, 400 yards away. And I would say, I've never seen this before. I've been deep sea fishing and bay fishing all over Texas and other parts of the country. And they said, yeah, if you don't cut your engines when they come around anywhere, then they board you and get in your face now. And literally these men would just drive by in these black uniforms, just bugging their eyes out at a little charter boat with two guys on it. I mean, it is letting you know you're a slave. Now, while all of this is going on, Mexico in 3 years has 40-plus thousand dead, 5,000 dead on this side, so 45,000. There have been gunfights, gun battles. Newspapers, TV stations have been threatened here in the Brownsville, McAllen, Kingsville, South Padre area. They admit they won't report on it now. And a lot of people, instead of getting angry at the Mexican cartels and mad at the Mexican government and its expansionist aims, which is really funny. You've got a collapsing, failed state that for 40 years has taught in the schools that our own State Department has financed and the Ford Foundation as well. We've shown these on air, that the Southwest belongs to Mexico and that it's going to be a racial kingdom for Hispanics when Hispanics, whites, blacks are all completely integrating and getting along in business and general life and intermarrying. I mean, but it doesn't matter. You've got America that's been taught to be anti-national sovereignty, lowering our immune system to foreign powers, okay, and to cultural assimilation and domination. They're not assimilating into the republic or the free market or the Second Amendment culture. No, Mexico, and this is taught in public. This was taught at Anderson High School. I went to high school a couple years in Dallas, a couple in Austin. This was taught, and I'm going to get to the news here in a minute. This was taught here in Austin, Texas, 20 years ago when I was in high school. And it was taught by my white history teacher and by my white art teacher that America was bad, it belonged to Mexico, and that soon the Southwest would be Aslan. It's all Ford Foundation programming. And we were taken to UT, the art class, and taught all this stuff. And I stood up and said, I'm not putting up with this. You know, Mexico does all these horrible things to immigrants and, you know, and as a kleptocracy. I got up this morning and saw the monitor, the McAllen monitor, and it says Spanish class riles parents. And, of course, it was Glenn Beck that broke this. You're not going to see this broken in a local newspaper. And it goes on to say, Glenn Beck, the father, played the video. The school's defending it. We're going to get this up at InfoWars.com. TheMonitor.com has the video. And I'm going to get Kurt Nemo of it. Let's ask Kurt to post this right now. Spanish class riles parents. Then you read it. They are taught Mexican history in the Spanish class. They're taught America stole all the land. That's the real issue. It's Mexican government Ford Foundation. Why would the big elite banks private foundation want this? It's to break up America. You know, they're going to wreck Mexico with divide and conquer. They're going to wreck us with it as well. And it goes on to say that they give the Spanish national anthem and pledge allegiance to Mexico. But it goes further, ladies and gentlemen. This is taught everywhere. This is taught in Illinois. This is taught in New York. If your class is 20% Spanish speaking, it's taught. And I've seen a lot of Puerto Ricans and others that have shot video that are offended by it. They're like, number one, I'm from Brazil or I'm from Puerto Rico. I'm not Mexican. But when you take a Spanish class now, you're taught you are now a Mexican. This is Mexico. It's just it's because Mexico is one of the most nationalistic countries in the world, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing at the end of the day. America used to be like that. America is, you know, very macho, but so is Mexico. And now America's been taught. We've seen it all over the country where you can't wear an American flag on your Old Navy shirt. Hispanic kids can't in San Francisco. They're kicked out. You've seen the American flags torn down at post offices and private businesses and Mexican flags run up and the American flags stomped on. because it's taught in the schools. We'll be right back with more of this report. Stay with us.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
To new listeners, but not to our longtime faithful listeners that understand we know what we're talking about. I've written the articles. I have covered it. I've had the inside guest on. And Fox News today had Daryl Issa on, and the article is at Fox News. We're going to get linked up at InfoWars.com, but I also want to get Watson to write a more detailed article pointing to our older articles that pointed all this out. That Bush was involved in Operation Gunrunner. It just was not called Fast and Furious, and Bush was not, the Bush administration was then not using it to go after the Second Amendment. They were just shipping guns. This is now confirmed. We're going to put it on screen for you if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is now confirmed, but we already knew it. Just like I already told you years ago that when I went to public school, and I've confirmed it across the country, they teach that the Southwest is Mexico and white people are evil. That's only done so the globalists can break up the United States and play Hispanic stuff against whites. They do not want us recognizing the real enemy, the globalists. I mean, it's very elementary. Just like the globalists are balkanizing Mexico by financing all the major cartels to kill each other. It's come out that the ATF has shipped guns to Sinaloa, Los Zetas, the cartel, as it's called, and other subgroups. They shipped them the guns directly. They only had a few gun-walking programs on video with their own agents as well to demonize the Second Amendment. That, as I said yesterday, is the raw meat to the lions, as a Colonel Schaefer would put it. Or I likened it yesterday on the nightly news that I did via Skype last night with Aaron Dykes to a mockingbird. If you don't live around the state bird of Texas, most states have mockingbirds. They'll build nests in low bushes or small trees. And if you get anywhere near it when you're mowing the yard or watering plants or fixing something, they'll flop around the ground, act like their wing is broken. They ought to win Academy Awards. And they don't want you getting near their babies that have hatched or near their eggs. And then they'll start dive bombing you as well. A lot of other bird species will do it. But that's all that it was coming out in federal court 6-7 months ago that the CIA was allowing with 8 other federal agencies, ATF, DEA, Border Patrol, Customs, ICE, Homeland Security over it. They were allowing drugs to be shipped in and they were shipping guns out. That's always been going on. This is just Iran-Contra. Again, Iran-Contra wasn't new. Fast and Furious isn't new. It's just a new name because Obama was going to also then try to blame it on the Second Amendment when it was a globalist destabilization program in Mexico. And so there's Daryl Issa on Fox News going, Bush was involved. You notice I'm the only one that's been saying for months, Daryl Issa can't go after Obama. That's why he came out and said, look, Holder, Attorney General, I know you perjured yourself. Say it was a mistake or we're going to have to move to indict your butt. This is what you got to come in. You got to come in and say it was a mistake. People said, why is he giving that out? Because it will bring down the entire system. Who do you think runs America? 6 megabanks that openly launder and run the drug money. They run the aircraft. They've been caught from pillar to post, from beginning to end. In the entire chain, in the entire control system, and we're trying to dig up the video. Rob saw it this morning and found the Fox News article, but we're trying to dig up the video on YouTube so we can have it tonight on the nightly news or maybe even on the show later today with this Fox News saying this goes back to Bush. And now you're going to see a lot of Republicans go, well, you can't blame Bush. Here's my guns. Just like they like Mitt Romney, who's for gun control, abortion, carbon taxes, supports John P. Holdren. Wrote the Obamacare health care. Republicans don't care about saving America. That is mainline country club Republicans. They care about feeling like they're part of the power structure while they get gang raped by the New World Order. They live in a delusional land like lobotomized monkeys. Same thing with Democrats. They don't care if Obama's torturing, launching wars, is a warlord attacking Africa, as we predicted 3 years ago in Obama deception, as long as they get to feel like they're winners and put his bumper sticker on. It's like a Cowboys fan. I was talking to a guy yesterday who's a big football fan. He was telling me all the famous football players he knows and how he's got all these signed helmets and how it's his whole life to him. And I couldn't even bring it to him saying, you're like a child, sir, who's been given all these fake wars and fake tribes to love. There's a reason you love it so much, because it's what you would have been as a man warring for liberty and freedom in the info war and physically if need be. As the founders said, even if you're aware of everything and fight for liberty, you probably can't keep it. But we're a nation of naive men and women. Now, I just distracted off myself into this whole Daryl Issa thing, because that's breaking, and there's just so much coming in. But we'll cover that more. But this, in fact, I'm going to talk about it more later. I'm going to talk about Fast and Furious at the bottom of the next hour. I want to get into this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around a bit, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And time keeps dragging on.
But that train.
Yeah, I'm down here on the Texas-Mexico border, just a stone's throw from the border. I can see Mexico out my window here, and I've been investigating the takeover of the United States by the drug cartels, backed by the CIA. They are now recruiting our school children, and then the rival drug dealers will be put in the private prisons. It is so diabolical. It's how the British took down China. The Chinese made drugs illegal, made opium illegal, and the British went in and in just a few generations were able to buy off all of the local constabulary, corrupt them, make giant profits because it was illegal. China, that didn't know thieves breaking into houses for goods, suddenly had the equivalent of thieves today breaking into your house for your computer, your stereo, your jewelry to buy the overpriced product. It is a tax. The entire drug war is a tax to the megabanks, to the globalists. It's their unofficial tax. Now they're moving on to carbon taxes for all human activity. They're moving on to VAT and sales taxes to pay off what we owe, as Herman Cain, Bill O'Reilly, and Glenn Beck and the rest of them say, when we don't even owe this money. And it's impossible to pay back the derivatives. But the public's going to find out. Now, here's some good news I want to get into after I get into the bad news. The New York Times cover today is actually honest and admits that Occupy Wall Street's extremely diverse. You've got George Soros and the Democrats speaking as if they lead it. But even the establishment New York Times, they just got a new editor there a month ago. Suddenly they're coming out saying it's a hoax, that Iran was behind this attack or this planned attack last week. And they've got an article here basically saying it's very diverse and across the board. And they've got in the Fed on the front and talking about the Federal Reserve and people being mad at it. They've got a Alex Jones listener wearing the Obama Joker shirt that we sold. And on the back of his guitar as a sign, he says, 911 was an inside job, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And then he's got another one of my stickers, Don't Tread on Me, Live Free or Die. I don't know if you can see this over the Skype with me here on the road, but there it is right there. You've got the In the Fed. And you've got a corporate welfare one here that says reform corporate welfare. And says countless grievances, one thread, we're angry. And it says they're tired of the bailouts. They're tired of the banksters. Could it be the New York Times actually wants to survive? Could it be they actually want to tell a little bit of the truth? They got this new editor, and I'm telling you, it's like a ship turning away from an iceberg. I'm not saying the New York Times is great. I saw a lot of baloney in here this morning, but it's definitely a major turn. I wouldn't say a 180. Richard, what is it when you don't make a 180, but you make about a half turn?
About a 90-degree turn, yeah.
It's kind of a 90-degree turn that they've taken. So that's interesting right there. I said I'd get to it in a minute there. I just covered it there. Maybe I'll read some of that later. But when I get on the road, I tend to actually just buy newspapers because all day I'm reading Infowars.com. And we actually brought a printer, but my wife has expropriated it for the homeschool teaching. Richard, we need to buy a little printer. So because it's impossible for me to surf over here. Just remind me next week or this week we have the crew buy some little, you know, highly rated compact printer so I can just print all these articles. Because, you know, now I'm trying to find the whole ISSA headline where I'm paraphrasing, and I had it on screen earlier. It was, you know, ISSA acknowledges previous gun stings under Bush similar to Fast and Furious. In fact, we could just have Jaron come on air. I don't even think we have our producers hooked up with their mics where they can go on air, even though I've requested that, and they can actually read you the headline. But point is, it's out there. We're getting it up on Infowars.com, and I told you this was going on under Bush. Why? Because Paul Watson in February, listeners, we read our email. It's you, the listeners, that are our intelligence network out there. It's hard to talk. I'm watching an incredible squall come in into South Padre, and it is just sea foam green with black waves where the clouds are. And I'm watching a big squall move, like a little tornado over the water. Wow, man! I bet you're going to see a bunch of surfers show up. Except it's a red tide with dead fish everywhere. You go outside, it smells like Armageddon, like death. There's just giant dead fish and millions of minnows everywhere and little fish everywhere. And the birds are falling dead. That's in the newspaper today. Disoriented birds falling from sky. It's like end of the world. Next door, there's this big skyscraper hotel to where I'm staying. And every time I go outside, about half the time I go outside, there are hawks spinning. And I looked it up. It's not their mating season. They're fighting over territory. And there's hawks clawing each other and falling hundreds of feet down and then disengaging before the ground. And, of course, the camera I brought was in the Fed last Sunday and got rained on and is broken. I didn't know till we got here that it doesn't really work now. It keeps switching in and out of – I've tried to dry it out, so – before I go out of town next weekend, I'm going on a mission next weekend. I need to tell the procurement arm of InfoWars to buy me one more of those little, a new little Sonys I love that shoot the high def that are small. I forget the name of them. We got to put this one in the shop. These cameras are so good. We've got to have more of them. They're only like $700. and they've got the power of a $50,000 camera. It's just like those $3,000 Canon cameras people started using that we started using that shoot stuff that looks like 35mm, you know, Hollywood quality. And now it's a $700 Sony does that. The problem is they warn you not to get sand or water in them. They're very, because the it's a direct sensor, just like the human eye. It doesn't go through a refracting mirror onto a sensor. It's got a huge sensor. It was big as the sensors in the Canon still cameras that shoot the best video. And now they're coming out with even more of these. It's just amazing. With one of these little cameras, with a microphone you can hook into it to get better sound, you can do what cost, listen to me carefully, about $100,000 just 5 years ago. $700. That is what is going to equalize the mainstream media with the alternative media. That's the level playing field. That's what's scaring the system so bad. But when you're in the pouring rain for 3 hours, umbrellas aren't going to save a camera. So I guess we need to have the procurement guys, to use a military term, get one of those and also try to get some little outfit for it, little weatherization package. I know we almost broke one of the big cannons out there in the rain. We had it in a winterized little thing. Okay, you see, I am now absolutely digressing. Because this is the kind of stuff I'd be doing during the breaks. If I was in the office, I'd be like, my camera's broken. Send it to the repair shop. If they can't fix it, get me another one. Here, let's do this. Oh, what's going on? All right. Order more Topo Chico for the refrigerator. Excellent. You know, that's the type of stuff that would normally be going on. You know, I'm procrastinating getting to this next news item. I'm going to hit this news item. Then I'm going to give the number out and take your calls at the bottom of the next hour. And then I will summon my intellect, because it is feeble, and try to give you a full spectrum analysis of Fast and Furious, the literal black arrow that could shoot down the dragon smog, to use a Hobbit analogy. Black Arrow, you have never failed my family in five generations. Now, I send you forth on your final mission. I don't remember exactly what they say. The point is that this is the black arrow that can shoot right into the dragon's belly and take it down if we use it. But they're not going to want to use it, as I keep telling you, because Obama didn't do this. He added the cherry on top, the little goodie that I talked about a few weeks ago in that rant, the best bite, the sop in the gravy. When he used it against the Second Amendment, added another layer on it. And so insiders blew the whistle. That's what happened. And it got so prolific and so ridiculous when ATF was ordered to deliver the drugs to the drug cartels in 18-wheelers. And we're told, don't worry, we're going to have a cover story, that they had fist fights, it's now been reported, people turning over chairs. I mean, it's gotten so criminal inside the ATF that it's broken into the other compartmentalized area of the white hat guys, who are always the people, you know, in the lower room, the porch government agents, like the porch masons, who aren't in the inner party, kind of a Winston Smith and Orwellville, who's in the outer party. And you've got the inner party that O'Brien's in. That's actually how mafia organizations set themselves up throughout history. So that's what's happening here. That's what's going on. And I'll be breaking that down at the bottom of the next hour and getting into the war news, the fellow deserved news, and more. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on any of the issues I've covered in the last few days or any items or news issues you'd like to raise. Now, getting back to this little gem, this would never have been in the McAllen Monitor, because I've seen this myself literally hundreds of times, if talk radio hadn't covered it, libertarian constitutional radio, or at least something advertising itself as that. I can't tell you how many times you've seen it where we break national stories. Most of the time we don't even get credit. Fine, I don't care, as long as it gets out there. And in this case, this is going on in every school district in America. And it's not just Hispanics that think of themselves as Mexicans, not Americans, that are teaching it. It is gringos that are teaching it. It's Ford Foundation, fake liberal ideology by the biggest banks and corporations in this country, financing people at each other's throats. The last thing they want is Mexicans to take on part of the American culture. Can you imagine 1776 slapped on the back of the, you know, hardworking, tough, you know, male-driven hombre idea that is old classical Mexico? Got a lot of admirable things there. You think they want 1776 running through that blood? You think they want that idea? By the way, being down here, I've seen all the – they had a big Mexican bike rally down here along with a big general bike rally. And I noticed that the white guys from their bike rally is at a bunch of, you know, rallies down here at the same time. We're all wearing, like, Kiss shirts and heavy metal shirts, even the older men trying to act trendy. Most of the Mexicans were actually wearing red, white, and blue and American Eagles. And, see, those are folks that understand that's a good thing compared to everything else that's out there. And that's a good culture to buy into. It's an idea of liberty and freedom. Now, the system doesn't want that. They don't want Hispanics buying into 1776. Like, I'll tell you how to end the corruption down in Mexico. If everybody was armed down there, they wouldn't have had this culture of corruption grow up. And if everybody was armed down there, you wouldn't have cartels that come to the door of people and just randomly kill them because they're running their own business or because they won't be conscripts to work for the cartel. If every person in Mexico had a gun, which the general public doesn't, and used it, this would end overnight. That's why you've seen the classic mafia operating in places like Chicago, New York, Detroit, where there were generally new wave immigrant populations the last, you know, going back 100 years ago, who'd come from countries where they were controlled by local mafias. And so it was just business as usual. You did not have a lot of mafia type good old boy stuff. You've seen a lot of famous Western movies where the bad sheriff takes over and the town folks overthrow him. Those are based on hundreds of real stories. They call them brushfire rebellions. And a lot of times establishment types, the railroad, others would come and kill somebody for their land. And people, the general folks that had fought the British and come over here to get away from tyranny, they just started killing people. That's 1776. We're not bowing down. We're not licking your boots. The police, very polite. Everybody knew what this country was about. Not perfect, but compared to everybody else, the best. That is the last thing. They don't want Mexicans coming over here and becoming Americans. They don't want that. They don't want them adopting red, white, and blue, guns, freedom, private property, something that Hispanics of cultures I've seen out there absolutely gravitate towards and want. No. They're not going to let that marriage made in heaven happen. They're not going to let that happen. So they cram and ram La Reconquista, Mecha, Raza junk. You don't ever hear them saying whites can have a college fund or something. No. It's only, quote, minorities to keep them in a group under the globalist control on their plantation. And the drug cartels are all about Mecha, La Raza, you know, the group, the race is what the Raza means. And radio stations called La Infusora, the invasion, La Reconquista, the reconquering. This is what's taught. This is what I was taught at Anderson High in two classes by white people. All Ford Foundation funded it, later came out. And that's why it's now in the McAllen Monitor. Never would have been there. Local news all knows about this. You can go to any Spanish class in this country that I've seen, and it's being taught because it's the curriculum. It's the curriculum by the big banks. This is what they want. They want us at each other's throats. I mean, endorsing what is known now as the, quote, Mexican culture, corruption, drugs, people groveling, destruction of freedom, humans used as slaves, forced off their land. This is what we're told. This is what's taught in schools. It says they and there's video of it. They give the Mexican anthem, national anthem. They pledge allegiance to Mexico. They're taught Mexican history. They're taught about the La Reconquista and about the evil gringo. Now, that's what's taught in America. And here it is in the newspaper now that it's a national story. It says here, it says now that because it's a national news story, it's being covered. Spanish classes riles parent. What about Spanish class is treason? It is. Coming in saying overthrow this government. I mean, my wife lived in Spain for 6 years, but she speaks fluent Spanish and reads it on the little Mexican grocery stores, the bodegas. She'll be driving in the countryside. She's like, what is that? What is this? Sometimes we'll listen to the Mexican radio in Austin, and it's all these jokes because it's in another language. So people that speak English don't know this is going on. It's a perfect way to try to turn Hispanics into a giant Ku Klux Klan group against white people and divide the country, which is what the globalists want. Here it is. The school says there was nothing wrong with having students recite Mexican Pledge of Allegiance and Anthem. An assignment for a high school Spanish class that made students recite the Mexican Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem has upset a parent. I don't see a connection between all this Mexican history and the allegiance and the National Anthem and learning Spanish, said William E. Brinson, said in an interview with conservative radio host Glenn Beck yesterday. I find it appalling the indoctrination that is going on down here to the 47-year-old truck driver who has instructed his 15-year-old daughter to take a video recording of the exercise at McAllen's early college high school. All right, I'll finish up with this when we get back. And folks, this is what's being taught.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The globalists are only a few thousand, so they will always play off different cultures and groups against each other. The globalists will always ally themselves with groups that are minorities, teach them a liberation theology of persecution. This has been taught for 50-plus years now in high schools and colleges in the U.S. And, I mean, I remember these stories for years. We need to get Watson, one of the Watsons, or Aaron, or somebody to do a report tonight on the nightly news. You can just pull it up. Children forced to give Mexican Pledge of Allegiance, forced to recite anthem. That's been in the news for decades. This is a curricula, and it's only now in the Monitor newspaper in McAllen, Texas, because it was on the Glenn Beck Show. You see, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to deal with it. You're not supposed to get into it. I got a bunch of other articles here that I want to be getting into that's coming up later in the broadcast. And as I said earlier, I'm going to get into Fast and Furious. Oh, it's now admitted. The head of the committee, Issa, the congressman, says it was going on during the Bush administration. Oh, you mean Iran-Contra was going on during Reagan? Oh, you mean guns were being shipped out of the country and heroin back in the 1950s out of Vietnam? It was called Indochina. The U.S. had ships that landed and aircraft that landed, and the French loaded it on. There were congressional hearings about that in the 70s. There were congressional hearings in the late 90s where the CIA inspector general admitted our government ships the majority of cocaine in and launders it in U.S. banks because Congress actually had a meeting about it. And now our troops go on national news, Geraldo, Fox, ABC, BBC. I've played all the newscasts here and say, yes, we helped grow the opium and then we helped ship it out of Afghanistan. And there's no discussion about, but then you put people in jail for using it. Humans are addicted. Our addictive personalities, we have it chemically. The system knows, so they put out Oxycontin for people that are into legal drugs. And they put out methamphetamine for those that are into illegal. And cocaine, heroin. And they bring it in, and they keep it illegal to keep the price high. And then they put you in their private prisons working for 25 cents an hour, displacing the workers. Everybody loves to complain about illegal aliens driving down wages and being on welfare. And I'm here to complain about it. I don't like paying for it. I'm sick of it. Especially while I get a Mexican flag waved in my face all day. But I'm smart enough to understand the social engineering that did it. And I'm smart enough to know that it's the real thing taking our jobs is the 4 million people working for 25 cents an hour or less in all these private prison industries, which in every case are owned by big mega banks known to water the drug money. I'm going to say it again. The drug dealers bring the drugs in, their agents, the police, bring you to jail, their agents, the judges, put you in jail, the goody-two-shoe juries go along with it, and you're put in a jail and in a prison run and profited by the drug dealers. I know I've talked about this for a long time, but it's now out. What I told you 6-8 months ago, Bush is involved, and it goes right back to Clinton. It goes right back. It never stopped. 1832, British monopoly, skull and bones, opium to this country. When the monopoly got broken in the 30s, they made it illegal in the U.S. Before, they could just control it out of India. But the French started taking it out after that, out of Indochina, and so they had to make it illegal. They had to make it illegal so they can make more money when you run it in your veins. That's so important to them. Now we're going to go to break. We're going to come back and start taking your phone calls. Remember, this is listener-supported radio. Support our sponsors. Become PrisonPlanet.tv members. Check out the great books, videos, T-shirts, everything at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.